This morning we have Sean from Bowling Green Winlectric as my co-host. Hello, hello.
Hello, Miss McKay. How are you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's crazy. It is. I'm almost at a loss for words. I put my coat on this morning before I left the house because I was like, you know, it's winter time, blah, blah, you know. So I'm just kind of used to throwing my coat on, of course. And I go out and the sun smacks me in the face and then I have to take my coat off. It was wonderful. And yesterday was 60.
I know. It's going to be 70 today.
That's got to be fake news.
It's real. It's real news. But don't you love it when the sun just smacks you in the face?
Oh, I love it.
It feels so good. That's the only smack that I like, right?
I don't know. I like getting smacked in the face with chocolate.
Oh, well, that's not too bad either.
We already know. We've talked several times about my addiction to chocolate.
Uh-huh. You love that chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Thanks to all of our sponsors this week. Of course, Bowling Green Winlectric, also Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky. Our Wellness Wednesday is presented by Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics. Also, thanks to Window World of Bowling Green and Habitat for Humanity Restore. You can call in this morning, 270-651-3000. But we're doing a giveaway a little bit differently today. Sean, you want to say how we're going to do that?
Yes. Yeah, so instead of the last time I was on, I brought a couple of ceiling fans that we gave away. You know, I had the drawing on air and all that good jazz. Mm-hmm. But today what we're doing is actually inviting people to come to our Facebook page and do the whole like, comment, share kind of thing. And then what that does is that puts you in for a drawing to get, instead of us telling you what you're going to win, you get your choice of ceiling fan or light fixture, your choice, up to $300 value. So that's, instead of me just picking something out and bringing to give away, you get to choose what you want. So maybe I picked out a fan that wasn't the finish that fit in your home, or maybe it's not the look that you want to go for, or maybe you'd rather have a chandelier or a bath light or whatever.
You know, everyone's doing different projects in their home or their business. So a ceiling fan might not fix their remodel or their reno, but they might like a beautiful chandelier or, like you said, a different bath fixture, that sort of thing. So I like that they get to choose.
Yes, yes.
What they get.
I just I feel like that is a better thing to win, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. I would love to win a new chandelier or a ceiling fan. I could actually use both right now.
Well, unfortunately, Kelly, I don't think that you're eligible for that.
I know. I was just saying that I would be excited.
Wah, wah.
I know. Doggone it. But anyone listening that has not won anything from us in the last 30 days is eligible.
Yes. Plus, FYI, as we've spoken about before, we can come to your home and help you figure out what would work for your spaces, Kelly. You are eligible for that as a service from Winlectric.
That's right.
Yep. And we do not even charge anything for that.
There you go.
You know, the way it is, it seems like everything anymore, you get charged something for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even walk up and buy something at a store without them asking, you know, flipping the screen around for a tip, it seems like, which, don't get me wrong, I'd be loving to tip.
Right.
But, you know, it's a service that we offer for free just because I want us to be there to help people through the process, whether they're building new, remodeling, whether it may be in a commercial application. I get called out to commercial applications very often to help help figure out what would work in specific spaces to light an area that they're just having a hard time figuring out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. So head over to the Bowling Green Winlectric Facebook page. That's how you win, right? Do they like, share, tag? I'm not seeing that in the caption there. So I'm not quite sure how they actually win, but that is where
that is. It'll be a like, share.
Okay.
The like, share, follow.
Tag. Like, share, follow, tag.
Yeah, I'm not really good at that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can ask me about a lighting question. marketing, social media, not
that's
so much.
Right.
I have
right.
roughly 40 social media friends, and it's only family, and mm-hmm. that's for a reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or how about this? Like, share, and tag what you would like to win.
Ooh.
The ceiling fan.
See, we can make
chandelier.
Up our own. That's a nice thing, Kelly. We can make up our own rules.
I think we should. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to the Facebook page. You're going to see me and Sean's face, our gorgeous faces
well,
on the Bowling Green Wind Lecture
at least half
page.
Of it's gorgeous.
Okay.
Let's see.
So what you're going to do is you're going to comment. You're going to like, and you're going to share that post, and you're going to comment what you would like to win. Either a ceiling fan, chandelier, bathroom light
yeah.
fixture.
I mean, it could be an outdoor light.
Or an outdoor light.
Maybe a floodlight. Maybe you got a great big backyard and you want to try to light that sucker up.
There you go. So anything like that is an option. You just have to comment what you'd like to win.
Yeah.
And if you're the winner, guess what? You're going to take that home.
Right.
All right. So that's what you got to do in order to win this morning. So I think we have a couple of phone calls. So let's go to the phone, Sean.
Nice. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Can I register over the phone?
We're actually doing it on the Facebook.
Well, now look, I'm old and feeble, and I'm dumb when it comes to that crap. So, see, I'm begging.
That's left up to Sean.
But no, I wanted to comment on when.
Okay.
My husband, when he was living, that's where he done his business. He was a contractor. You had a gentleman that worked there that passed away named Ron. Anything that I need now, I can call you all, and you all are at the beck and call to tell me exactly what I need. So as far as customer service, you all definitely do it, and I just yeah. wanted to comment on that.
Well, we really appreciate you saying that. Bron was an amazing guy.
He was there for, I guess, 40 years probably, it seemed like.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I had the unfortunate chance to go to attend a lot of funerals in my lifetime, and I have never seen a funeral attended like Bron's. He touched a lot of people.
Was, yes. Yeah. I mean, he was just, I worked in Bowling Green at the time, and I called one time, and I said, I need a faucet. I described what I wanted. He found it, and he delivered it to my work personally
no,
to make sure
no
I
surprise.
Had it.
No surprise.
So you all just, you go beyond customer service. I just want everybody to know that.
Well, thank you so much for that. We really appreciate you saying that.
You all have a good day, honey. All right,
thank you.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We already have people commenting on the Facebook
page.
Oh,
there we go. So. Nice. They can still call in if they want. Maybe they just want to listen to my soft, sultry voice.
So you're saying they can call in to win?
Well,
no.
not for the giveaway
okay.
thing.
You just want them to call in and talk to you.
Yeah, I like
okay.
to talk.
He just wants to talk to everybody.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
I mean.
Absolutely not.
But not for the giveaway.
No, I get it. No, I yeah. like that we're doing something a little bit different because that sends people to the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And that is where you will that is where you will qualify. So we already have someone who wants an over kitchen sink light.
Yes. Yep. The we have quite a few displays of that nature in the showroom as well. And that is one thing you know, we have our website that has all of our over 80 vendors that we purchase from now from decorative lighting, and is can get a little overwhelming, which
yeah.
is one of the reasons we really like the interaction with the customer. We don't want to send the customer to the website and them just purchase something. We really want to make sure that we have an understanding of what they need and what they want, because sometimes those things don't necessarily go together.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Unfortunately, sometimes we think we want something and then, you know, come to find out we really need something a little bit different for our space. So
that's exactly
yeah,
right.
We have people that have tried to pick out fixtures that physically could not work in a space. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That happens.
Yep.
That happens sometimes.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about self-care and Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
So
let's do it.
What would you like to give or get for Valentine's Day as far as a self-care something?
Well, actually, I'm not much for self-care, but probably just because I'm a guy.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I've discovered these products that, believe it or not, they sell at the Hive. There's a hand cream that has been so amazing this winter. Normally, my knuckles end up cracking
mm-hmm.
Because of the winter. And this stuff is all natural. Doesn't have some super strong scent. And I've been putting that on about once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it has made It's this winter's just, I've not
your,
had a crack.
Your hands look so fantastic.
Oh,
they
Lord.
Look so good. Like, nice and smooth and moisturized.
Look at those knuckles. Yeah.
I mean, they do. They do. Well, I was thinking a little deeper than that, like a massage or maybe a facial or something along those lines from Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics.
Oh, listen. Now, you're talking about the real stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing we talk about around here,
right,
Sean.
The real stuff.
The real deal.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Have you ever had a massage?
No.
No?
No.
Would you ever want? Could you be still long enough for a massage?
It's hard. Mm-hmm. As you can see, I'm sitting over here bouncing around on the stool.
And Sean got moves, y'all. Sean got moves.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so would your wife like a massage?
Well, she might. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics, they are offering right now 20% off everything in the app through Valentine's Day.
Wow.
And that is February 14th for those of you who don't know when Valentine's Day is.
You better get going, people.
This Saturday, folks. This Saturday is when that is.
And whose wife, girlfriend, significant other would not want a gift certificate for mm-hmm. one of those services?
Mm-hmm. That's right. So they offer facials and massages, or if you want to go in the direction of Botox or injectables, M-Sculpt, laser treatments, medical grade skincare. I mean, if you got her a basket full of all those incredible bottles of skincare from Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics, oh, how happy she would be. Or he. I mean, guys got to take care of your skin too. I mean, that's a really great thing. Kyle loves my skincare products from Lux Aesthetics.
Nice.
Yeah, he does. He really does. Gift cards, you know, that's all. If you don't really know what to buy, just go get her a gift card from Jackson Health and Wellness.
Then again, she can get what she kind of like our Facebook thing. Then she can get what she wants instead of you just deciding for her.
That's exactly right.
Of course, you could label it one way and then she could use it another way if she wants.
You could. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is for you, you know, facial, but maybe she wants to get the massage instead.
Yes. There are lots of options for Valentine's Day. You can call Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics at 270-629-6722. That's 629-6722. Or go by their office at 102 Physicians Boulevard in Glasgow. Our phone number is 270-651-3000, 651-3000. You're going to head over to the Facebook, Bowling Green Wind Electric Facebook page to register. You're going to comment what you would like to win from Wind Electric. Here's Eli Yum Band.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll. Inside, so I would stand out on the sidewalk, listen to the music playing every Friday night.
local, the Eli Young Band on 103.7 WHHT. Even if it breaks your heart, we're not breaking any hearts today, though.
I mean,
not at all.
I mean,
We're not going to try to.
Might have broke the. Oh, I forgot what his name was, the host earlier. But
Todd.
I broke his heart without bringing him a coffee.
Yeah, that's okay. He'll be okay. But you know, we're giving away free stuff today, and the great part is you get to choose what you want to win.
Yeah, yeah. So we obviously sell a wide range of lighting products. You know, quite frankly. Truth be told, it doesn't even have to be lighting related, really. We, you know, kind of geared it toward the showroom, but maybe somebody needs an electrical panel because they're about to build a new shop or something. You know, they can go that route if they want, you know, but it's just easier to look at a giveaway thing being, you know, something from the showroom. I mean, we have so many options in there. People can come take a look. You know, we've got a really nice showroom, if I do say so myself.
Yes.
So,
yeah. All right, so head over to the Bowling Green Winlectric Facebook page. You'll see my face and Sean's face. We've already taken a picture this morning, and that is where you will be able to comment on what you would like to win from Bowling Green Winlectric. So, I mean, last time you gave away a couple of ceiling fans, and those were each valued at well over $100.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think those were probably $220 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
And our winners came that day to pick them up.
Oh, seriously? Nice.
That day, they were like, I want to make sure I get my prize.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they didn't want to lose out on that. So, yeah, we're talking really nice light fixtures, chandeliers, mm-hmm. ceiling fans, any type of lighting that you may need. You get to choose what you win. Just comment on that Facebook page. So keep that in mind. 270-651-3000 is the number to call if you want to chat with me or Sean. Sean can talk to anybody.
I can't believe you said such a thing, Kelly.
Well, you can you can dance too. So I see.
Well, so truth be told, we were kind of just experimenting with AI on that. But that being said, I would be on the lookout for some possible moves coming up. That was us kind of taking a look to see what old Sean might look like bouncing around. So
you wanna,
I would be on the lookout.
So do you want to talk about something new that's coming on our sister station?
Oh, yes. On WCLU. That's mm-hmm. right. Coming up actually this Saturday morning at 7:15, we will be airing our first on the radio air of What's Up with Winlectric, mm-hmm. which is a podcast that we are doing that will be centered around South Central Kentucky and things local, some of it specific to Glasgow. The first one that we've done was with Chief Tinsley of Glasgow Fire Department.
That's right.
Talking about winter electrical safety mm-hmm. and ways to help prevent fires in your home through the winter months, because as you well know, gets down really super cold, mm-hmm. not today or yesterday.
Right,
but
right.
When it was down in those single digits, sometimes if, you know, like myself, I have a heat pump, it has a hard time keeping up in
it
those
does.
Single digits. So, you know, you're supplementing with some plug-in heaters and, you know, there's some danger to that.
That's right. So, yeah, Chief Tinsley is going to be able to give us some pointers and some advice on how to protect your home, protect your
yes.
family when it's
yes.
so cold outside.
Oh, and he was an amazing guest, too.
Yeah. Very yeah. prepared. The episode is incredible. So catch that Saturday morning, just after the news, the morning news on Saturday, about 7:15. What's mm-hmm. up with Winlectric? You'll be able to catch that on our sister station, WCLU. So very excited about
yes.
that. Yes. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Window World of Bowling Green, which is located on Dishman Lane. Are you familiar with Phil? Do you know Phil Brooks?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah,
yes.
actually, I'd have
yeah.
to look him up to know for sure. But
he's very tall.
Yes,
he's a
I
very
do.
Tall
yep,
man.
I do know
That's
him.
Usually the only thing I have to say.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
like, yeah, I know Phil.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the commercials of him standing on the windows.
On the windows.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have been customers. My wife and I have been customers of Window World. You know, she owns a few rental properties, and we've used them as window installers before. Did an amazing job. Like,
yeah.
I, you know, you see something like that, especially, you know, what was it, like 20 years ago? It seems like those commercials were airing, and you're like, you know, oh, I wonder what quality they are and all that stuff. Now, they were amazing quality, and their customer service, chef's kiss, mwah, was impeccable.
Yes.
She had an issue with we assume the renter broke a window or whatever, the window broke. Mm-hmm. It was under warranty. You know, they replaced that thing.
Yes.
I mean, they didn't, it's not their fault.
No.
Well, not their fault, but they still replaced it.
Lifetime warranty.
Yes.
All parts, all labor,
everything.
And they stand behind that.
Yes. Thing. And it, I mean, again, like you would think that somebody might give you a little bit of a runaround or something on something. No, mm-mm. No, mm-mm.
Nope.
They were amazing. They did. First off, they told us what they were going to do. Second off, they did what they said they were going to do. And third off, they stood behind what they said they were going to stand behind.
Yes. That's why Phil loves this company and mm-hmm. has enjoyed being the Window World owner there in Bowling Green all of these years and over 20 years. And he will tell you that Window World does take care of their customers. Mm-hmm. He takes care of their customers and they will go above and beyond to make sure that you are happy with your windows and not just windows. You know, they do vinyl siding and shutters mm-hmm. and gutters. And if you are outside, you know, between yesterday and today with these warmer temperatures and you're already thinking about spring projects and different things that you're wanting to do, mm-hmm. maybe after the winter, you're like, gosh, I really need some new gutters. Or maybe you need a new front door, a new entry door or vinyl siding. If it's time to do that, think about if you're going to be getting some money back. You know, mm-hmm. your refund.
Perfect time. Invest it back into your home.
That's exactly mm-hmm. right. You took the words right out of my mouth, Sean. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. yeah, give the wonderful folks at Window World a call, 270-780-9600. Again, they're located on Dishman Lane in Bowling Green. And Phil will be in with us on Thursday. So we kind of had to do some switcheroo around and Scooters was going to be in this week. But Michaela had something to come up on Thursday. And Phil is so gracious to come in on Thursday. And Scooters is going to come in next week. So just a little bit of a switcheroo. But that is okay. That's what we do. We fly by the seat of our pants sometimes around here.
Hey, you got to make it work.
That's exactly right. You know, you guys are such a huge part of the community and you give back to the community. Mm-hmm. And that was something that you guys have, your business has grown and you've grown with the community, but being with your community partners, that is important to you guys.
Oh, 100%, 100%. You know, we've partnered with a lot of different nonprofit organizations through the years. You know, even down to a lot of times people, you kind of only look at the big things that you've done in the past. Like, of course, with the Boys and Girls Club through Christmas, we sponsored, I think it was 50 kids, you know, for their Christmas gifting. That was with Boys and Girls Club of Bowling Green. We also donated to a sizable amount to Brass to help fill their food pantry. And they were really nice and gracious to accept that from us. But one of the things that we really do a lot of that we don't ever really mention, and you know, Savannah at Studio 22 is like, you know, you really do need to talk about some of these things that you do.
Yes.
But kids sports teams, we sponsor a lot of kids sports teams through work. You know, a lot of our customers come in and they're like, hey, you know, my son's playing ball at so-and-so middle school and they're, you know, needing some help getting some equipment or whatever. And we do a lot. I couldn't even begin to mention how many donations we've given to that. Now, you know, obviously we can't give tens of thousands of dollars every person that comes in, you know.
But every little bit helps those nonprofits.
And almost every one of us at work, if not every one of us at work, have kids ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so we know what it's like to have to go through the things where you're like, you know, their sports team doesn't have their catching, you know, baseball and the catcher's equipment is wearing out. You know, I mean, you know, it's sometimes you just need help from other people to get the things that you really need. So
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, you know, connecting with those nonprofits and being a part of that just kind of brings everyone together. And I know from the very first time I met you, I knew that was important. Those nonprofits are important to
you. Yeah. Yeah.
And important to Wind Electric.
Yeah, it really is. We, you know, again, obviously if you're going to be a company, you're going to have employees, you've got to also make some money. Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't be a business,
right.
But we definitely want to be able to give back and help those in need in any way that we can,
mm-hmm.
you know.
All right. It looks like the The Bowling Green Wind Electric post is gaining some traction. We've got somebody that wants some outdoor lights, another person that's wanting a ceiling fan, and then, of course, that over kitchen sink light. So, hey, we've never done anything like this before. So I think it's kind of cool. You actually get to pick what you want to win. So head over to the Bowling Green Wind Electric page, like their page, like the post, comment, and that is how you will get qualified to win a little something, something.
And although I don't think this is necessarily a have to for this, but, you know, share. You should share that so friends and family have the opportunity to put it. Or maybe you don't want to share because you don't want your friends and family to.
Maybe not. I shared it on my page, even though I don't qualify, but I wanted other people to see it as well. So
I know
I don't win anything, but I wanted other people to see it.
Well, you did win a coffee this morning.
I did.
Kelly.
You're right. I actually am a winner. I am a winner. And this coffee is amazing. Evie knows exactly how I like it. So she, but you got hot chocolate.
Yeah. But Evie knows how I like that. She clued me into the fact that if you add white chocolate to the hot chocolate, makes it a little bit sweeter because I be loving chocolate.
Oh, you love your sweet stuff.
You know, so it's hot chocolate, add white chocolate. That's and it right. is amazing.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. All right. So head over to the Bowling Green Wind Electric Facebook page. Get qualified, comment on what you would like to win, and that's how you win. So, kind of cool. Gonna play a song from Keith Urban. We'll be back in about 3.5 minutes with Sean from Bowling Green Wind Electric. It is Shop Local on 103.7 WHHT.
I hear you come again, and you're looking so fine. You don't notice me, but it's all right. I'm just a guy who wishes that I could be a man someday. Yeah, picture paints 1,000 words, it's true, but it's still not enough for how I feel about you. I wanna put you in a melody, I gotta set you to a groove. I wanna put you in my car and drive and turn you up a lap, roll down all the windows and shout it out. I love this girl. Or if I could press play, repeat, how happy I'd be. Pretty blue eyes, the way your hair shimmers in the sunlight. Yeah, it'd be so easy, I'll just write it from my heart. Cause I gotta tell the world what you mean to me. Wrap you up in a melody so you'll be stuck in my head all day. Cause you're already there anyway. Yes, you are. I wanna put you in my car and drive and turn you up a light. Let me put you in the song. Let me put you in the song. Oh, pretty little song about you, baby. Yeah.
morning from 103.7 WHHT. Be careful on the way to work. Might encounter a little bit of fog today. Going to be a warm day, mild day, high near 70. Lots of sunshine. Let's get back to Shop Local with Kelly McKay and her guest this morning, Sean from Wynn Electric.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you very much. Yeah, Sean is in studio this morning from Bowling Green Wynn Electric, and we have been talking about their connection to the community and some of the things that they offer there. One thing I do want to talk a little bit about is who you serve, Sean, because I think there may be a little bit of confusion. I'll be honest, when I first learned about Wynn Electric, I thought, oh, well, this is for builders and contractors. You know, they can go in and purchase. I didn't know that I could actually go in and buy something.
Yeah. So, quite frankly, that's a common misconception, which, and I understand why, because we do, you know, our main customer base is builders and contractors, but they're literally anybody can walk in and purchase just like a builder and a contractor. We actually have a pretty solid base of homeowners and do-it-yourselfers and, you know, just people coming in to ask questions. I mean, we do pride ourselves on trying to answer as many questions as we possibly can, but we're not electricians. We're not going to even attempt to try to take the place of an electrician. But if you have a question on a product, you know, hey, this is what kind of panel I have, and you know, I need a replacement breaker. I don't know what to do about that. We can help you with that. You know, we can help you, of course, from the showroom, help you size a fixture for your space or get the, you know, right finish for you or all that as well. So we, you know, anybody can come in. Basically, who we serve is everyone.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's the shorter answer. Everyone.
Everyone. Anyone and everyone. Go ahead and give your location for those who may just now be tuning in, or maybe they just don't know where you are.
Yeah. 1052 Pedigo Way in Bowling Green. You know, I actually got asked the other day by an electrician. He's like, you know, why are you doing the radio in Glasgow? And I'm like, they serve South Central Kentucky too.
That's right.
You know? What are you getting
Well,
at?
And our listeners cover all over Southern Kentucky.
Yeah,
we're not just in Barron County. We are in Bowling Green.
Yeah.
We are in, you know, the
everywhere.
Surrounding counties and two or three counties deep. So, heck, you can pick us up almost to Nashville.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we actually had a call one morning. They said, hey, we're listening this morning almost in Nashville.
Almost in Nashville. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. But yeah, we do serve everyone. One thing I do want to mention about, you know, as people are going to our Facebook page and, you know, they may start thinking, oh, what type of light fixture would I like to do? And you go to our, you know, decorative lighting website, which, by the way, is bowlinggreenlighting.com, about as easy as you can get for a website. And when you go to our website, sometimes, well, first off, it can be a little overwhelming because we have tens of thousands of fixtures on there because we've asked from so many vendors. But second off, the pricing on there, we have to tell each and every person that we talk to, you can't really pay attention to the prices on there, you know, and I know it's going to be like, why not? And I remember decades ago watching commercials on TV and people would go, oh, price is too low to advertise. And I would be like, that sounds like a load of BS.
Yes.
Like, but now I'm in this industry where we have to advertise at certain pricing, and it's called IMAP pricing, which stands for Internet Minimum Advertised Pricing. Thank you for today's school lesson. And so that just means that we cannot advertise below a certain level, but we do not sell at those prices. We choose to sell out of our store below what's considered retail pricing. You know, when I first took over the showroom, which been like 18 years ago, we were selling at retail pricing because that was what the standard was, you know, in the industry. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm like, I'm not selling at that level, you know? You know, again, like I mentioned before, we have to make money, but I don't have to make all my money off one person,
right.
You know?
No.
So we, you know, we typically tell people, you know, you're going to see a discount off that. You know, it can be anywhere from 15% off, 25% off, and that's every day to everybody. You know, nobody's coming in and paying, you know, what it shows on our website. And again, we for most of those vendors, we don't have a choice. We have to advertise at those levels. Right. So, which sounds really weird, but that's just the way it is in the industry. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, you know, when you are looking at those prices on there, like, gosh, I can't afford to shop there. First off, yeah, you can, because that price is not your price. The second off, you know, that's why we like the engagement, because you may fall in love with a fixture that's listed at $500 on there, you know, which may end up being $425, mm-hmm. you know, could end up being $400 when you contact us about pricing. The other thing is, we have, because this is all we do, you know, the girls in the showroom, girls, that sounds so bad. The ladies in the showroom, they're girls because they're younger than me, you know, so, but the ladies in the showroom, you know, because that's what they do all day long, every day, is deal with light fixtures. Then they can help you find something that fits your wants and your needs, but at a much lower price point. So, you know, one of the things we do versus what a lot of sales places may do is we're not going to try to steer you to the highest price thing right off the bat. I mean, that's just not the way we do things. Mm-hmm. We want to get you the fixture that you want, the fixture that you need at your budget price or below.
Okay.
So
that's the whole point. Everybody wants to be at budget or below. If they can save some money, they're extremely happy. I know I am, you know? Yeah. If I can get what I want and it costs me a little less, heck yeah, I'm all in.
Yeah.
All in for that. All right. Go to the Bowling Green Wind Electric Facebook page and comment what you would like to win this morning. That's how you get qualified for the giveaway. You'll see mine and Sean's faces on the Bowling Green Wind Electric page, and you know that is the post that you are going to comment on. Let's talk a little bit about Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky. Kaylee was in with us yesterday, and she is open this weekend for Valentine's Day. She'll be open Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. From 10 to 5. It's Saturday the 14th from 10 to 3. She has lots of Valentine's Day themed items. Her shirts, toppers, garden flags, earrings, socks, teleties, swigs, the scrunchy lanyards, keychains. I mean, the store is full of pink and red, and she has some green mixed in, too, for those that are thinking about St. Patrick's Day. Feeling lucky. Of course, that is just around the corner. You don't want to get pinched on the 17th of March.
I do not like getting pinched.
No. So you want to make sure you have your
green. And I have a lot to pinch, too. So.
I think there are some people that purposely do not wear green so that they can get pinched.
Oh, It's an interesting thought.
I think there are some people that actually do that. Kaylee also has the vintage collection that she is really excited about. The vintage sweatshirts with the ducks and the chickens and the bears, you know, those cute little vintage sweatshirts that I used to wear in the 80s.
Oh, the 80s.
In the 80s.
Unfortunately, I remember the 80s.
I mean, some people love those and think that they're the coolest things ever. I told Kaylee yesterday, I was like, girl, I didn't really much like wearing those in the 80s. I mean, they're super cute, but they're just not my style.
Right.
I mean, they don't fit me, but so many love those. And if you're into that vintage, she's got that collection. Oh, the fidget clickers.
Okay. Uh-oh.
I'm going to give you one of these, okay?
Oh, goodness. Right. I might wear that thing out. I am a fidgeter.
All right, okay. You can't do it, but just a few minutes. She made these.
No, really?
Yeah, you just click it. Just push it down. Yeah, there you go. You know how people will take their ink pen and click, 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 click just to be doing something? Kind of like the fidget spinners, but these are fidget clickers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Oh, yeah.
Pretty neat. Yeah.
It's got some texture to it.
Yeah, there you go. She has tons.
This
tons
is really
of those.
Cool.
I know. Isn't that nice? So, yeah, she has a lot of those, and she made those. So she has lots of different earrings, the swig cups, plenty to choose from if you are wanting something for Easter or St. Patrick's Day, something like if you have to have a swig cup for every holiday, she's got you covered.
Uh-oh.
Yep, got you covered. Lots and lots of scout bags, lots of different sizes and styles, and... she has something small, something large, the Amish soaps, the Rocasa organic products, Doodles by Rebecca. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Follow Kaylee Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky on Facebook. You can shop 24/7 on her website at calligraphycreationsky.com. So they have lots of things for you to check out.
Where's their store?
So their store is actually located on James Road. So if The easiest way I know how to tell you to get there is go out 6880 before you get to Bon Air. You'll take a left on, I just went blank on what that road is called. Oh my gosh, it's right before you get to Bon Air. It's kind of in a wooded area. To the left, you go to the end of that road and you take a right.
Gotcha.
And it's less than a half a mile on your left. So that is where she is located. James Road. If you have problem trying to find her, you can shoot her a message on her Calligraphy Creations page or her personal page, and she will let you know how to get there. But once you're pulling up on it, you realize, oh yeah, here we are. It's a really pretty gray metal building, and she usually has a flag out front that says open. So
nice.
Check her out this Friday and Saturday. She will be open. So lots of fun.
4 days, guys. Listen up. 4 days till Valentine's
Day. That's exactly right. So
you should not have given me this clicker. I've clicked on this thing nonstop.
Am I going to have to take it away from you now?
I'm going to wear it out.
Thank you. I'm going to take that back now. All right. So if you've not been to the Bowling Green Wind Electric Facebook page, go there now.
Why would you not
want to win a ceiling fan or outdoor lighting or a beautiful chandelier? I know we got to have people that are renovating or about to renovate that want something for their home. So you comment on what you would like to win, and that's how you win.
Yeah. And, you know, just because, the giveaway is up to $300 value, it doesn't mean if you fall in love with something that's $500, you know, you could just pay the difference.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly
so you could get
right.
something for $500, but only pay $200.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. So make it.
I'm just not going to cover the whole thing if you're doing that.
Exactly. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Not at all. All right. We're going to play a little Luke Combs, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. It's Shop Local with Sean from Bowling Green Wind Electric on 103.7 WHHT. I love days like these.
Days like these are worth more than gold, but they can't be bought and they can't be sold. On days like these, when the sun shines bright, I feel like it's all gonna be alright. When the sky is blue and the grass is green, how much better can it be? If I got you and you got me, we got everything we need. And even if grew on trees, well, money came by days like these. They don't come around as much as they ought to, so soak them up when they do. Those days like these, they don't get forgot. If you think it through, they're all you got. When the sky is blue and the grass is green, how much better can it be? If I got you and you got me, we got it. The sky is blue and the grass is green, how much better can it be? If I got you and you got me, then we got everything we need. Well, I'd probably miss the leaves. No money came by days like these. Money came by days like these.
That's right. Can't buy days like these. It's Luke Combs on 103.7 WHHT. You're listening to Shop Local, and the one and only Sean is in studio.
Shop. Local.
That's why I said the one and only.
I don't know where that came from.
Had the echo effect.
Yeah.
Echo effects. Bowling Green Wind Electric, that is our hot topic this morning because Sean is in the hot seat.
Ooh.
How hot is that seat over there?
It is warm with the sun beaming in. I had to pull the shade down over here just, you know, yeah, acting like this place is my home.
That's okay. I want you to feel welcomed and do what you want kind of thing within reason.
Yeah.
If I have to rein you in, I will.
Yeah, well, that's so whenever we started, whenever we decided, you know, for sure how everything was going to go with the podcast and we, you know, were able to partner up with you, which y'all were so gracious to do. I told my wife, I was like, looks like I'm going to be on the radio. She was like, her immediate response within seconds was, who approved that? And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, who's going to be there to tell you to hush when you, or who's going to be there to pull back your collar?
Pull the reins. Yeah.
Pull the reins back on you. And I'm like, dang, woman, I guess after 25 years of marriage, she knows how
she
I am.
She knows you pretty well. Yeah. But you know what? You've kept it in check, I'll have to say.
Well, you know, I live in a little bit of fear. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, we're going to talk about Habitat for Humanity Restore, and then we're going to wrap up with some info from Bowling Green Wind Electric. So Habitat for Humanity Restore is located here in Glasgow on West Main Street, and they have a little bit of everything.
Love Habitat.
Yes. They have new donations that come in every single day. Of course, they were closed yesterday. They're always closed on Monday and on Sunday, but they are open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. And you can walk in. They were closed for several days last week because of the snow.
Of course.
Their parking lot was just complete ice. Mm-hmm. A couple of the employees could not even make it in because they lived outside of the city.
Oh, yeah.
So they couldn't make it in. So they were closed. So let's welcome them back and get them rolling again there at the Restore. So you can donate your items. You know, if you were snowed in those few days and you were going through some things and I want to get rid of all of this, you know, make sure that you have a donation pile for the Habitat for Humanity Restore. And they will take those items during regular business hours.
Yep.
Or pick up. That's exactly right.
You can schedule a pickup.
Yes. There's a lot of DIY projects in the Restore as well, but they carry a little bit of everything from doors to toilets to housewares.
A lot of furniture.
Yes. I mean, there is literally a little
bit of
this. Their
paint's really good.
Yes. Yep. I love their paint. Mm-hmm. It is excellent. Lots of different colors. They have paint supplies, so it's kind of a one-stop shop as well there at the Restore. So stop in and see them. Keep in mind, everything that you do with the Restore, whether it is shopping or donating, if you choose to volunteer, you're helping to build homes for those folks in need that's right here in our community, right here in Glasgow, Barron County.
Local people.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we donate to them often as well from Wind Electric.
Yes, and thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So they're the Restore is located on West Main Street. Look for the bright blue and green paint and the beautiful mural on the side.
I love that mural.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yes.
Easy to find on West Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 till 4. All right. So Bowling Green Wind Electric. What would sum up Bowling Green Wind Electric, Sean?
Well, we are your one-stop shop for any and all of your electrical needs or light fixture needs, anywhere from residential up to, you know, light commercial, custom home or spec build commercial, industrial. We handle it all. So if it's something that we don't have on shelf, we are more than happy to special order for you. We place special orders every single day, all day long. So
that's right. That's exactly right. And you still have an opportunity to go over to their Facebook page, the Bowling Green Wind Electric Facebook page, and look for mine and Sean's mugs on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just ignore the right side of that picture.
Oh, whatever. Right. He's smiling big. Sean always smiles big like that. I mean, that is
well,
you.
This is professional, so I have to look nice. My wife gets frustrated with me. She's like, can you not ever take a regular picture because I'm always acting a fool?
It's a great picture. You're smiling big.
I know, but because it's professional, you know, I have to look nice, but I'm usually making faces or, you know, in pictures at home. So she gets so frustrated with me. But hey, what else am I to do?
I know.
I have to frustrate my wife. It's part of my job.
I know. It sounds like, according to these comments, that people are getting ready for spring and summer. They're wanting outdoor lighting. So, I mean, there's some that are wanting some indoor kitchen lighting, but outdoor lighting seems to be taking the lead.
So we will leave the we're not going to draw immediately.
Okay.
So if people, you know, are listening at work, to be honest with you, I didn't even think about when we would do the drawing.
Well, you know, I might promote it throughout the rest of the morning if you'd like for me to.
Yeah,
just to
that
head
would be
over.
Awesome.
Just, hey, we were talking about this on Shop Local this morning. Head over to their Facebook page and comment what you would like to win. So I'll help you.
Yeah.
I'll help you push it this morning.
We'll definitely do the rest of the day today. We'll probably do the drawing in the morning so that people have, when they get off work, they can go. That way they can share to their family and friends and get them chances as well.
I think that's a great idea. Go ahead and give your location and your phone number, Sean.
Yeah, we're at 1052 Pedigo Way in Bowling Green, Kentucky, right across from the mall area there. And our phone number is 270-842-6153. BowlingGreenLighting.com is our decorative lighting website.
All right. Sean, thanks for being here this morning.
No, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Always so much fun. I enjoy your energy.
Whoop, whoop.
It's like I feed off of your energy. It's so much fun. And thank you for my Hive coffee, too.
Ugh, so, they're so amazing.
They are. Thanks to all of our sponsors this week, Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky. Of course, Bowling Green Wind Electric. Wellness Wednesday is presented by Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics, Window World of Bowling Green, and Habitat for Humanity Restore. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.